SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Iran and Turkey are lashing out at their regional rival, the United Arab Emirates, over its decision to normalize diplomatic relations with Israel. Bob Agnew reports.
Iran describing the deal as what it calls a dagger that was unjustly struck by the UAE in the backs of the Palestinian people and all Muslims. Turkey said the peoples of the region will never forget and will never forgive what it calls this hypocritical behavior by the UAE. The United Arab Emirates said the agreement put on hold Israel's plans to unilaterally annex parts of the West Bank, which the Palestinians want for their own future state. The deal was brokered by President Trump. Bob Agnew reporting.
A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, saying the ban violates the Constitution's protection of the right to bear arms. The court wrote that California's ban on magazines strikes at the core of the Second Amendment, the right to self-defense. The court also noted that California passed the law in the wake of heart-wrenching and highly publicized mass shootings, but said that isn't enough to justify a ban whose scope is so sweeping that half of all magazines in America are now unlawful to own in California. California Attorney General Javier Becerra is reviewing the decision. A former FBI lawyer will plead guilty to falsifying a document as part of a deal with prosecutors conducting their own criminal inquiry into the FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign, that according to the New York Times. 38-year-old Kevin Kleinsmith, assigned to the Russia investigation, plans to admit that he altered an email from the FBI that investigators relied on to seek renewed court permission in 2017 for a secret wiretap on former Trump campaign manager Carter Page. Mr. Kleinsmith's lawyer says he deeply regrets having altered the email and that it was never his intention to mislead the court or his colleagues, as he believed the information he relayed was accurate. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Who's your wireless network? AT&T? Verizon? Well, you could be saving $400 a year just by switching to Pure Talk USA. Pure Talk is on the same network, same towers, just 50% of the price. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. Switch to Pure Talk today. Go to puretalkusa.com, enter the promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's puretalkusa.com, promo code HALFOFF. Pure Talk USA, simply smarter wireless.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
It's 5:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The judge hearing the challenge to Governor Sisolak's order to close Silver State bars promises a quick decision in that case. District Judge Kerry Early presided over the 90-minute hearing yesterday, where attorneys for 62 plaintiffs argued the governor's July 10th order unfairly singled out their businesses, despite the compliance with the state's COVID-19 health and safety guidelines. The state contends the governor is not limited from taking whatever action he deems necessary to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Since the lawsuit was filed, the governor has created new guidelines for determining openings and closings of businesses using a more localized criteria. With another excessive heat warning embracing the Vegas Valley between now and next Wednesday, Clark County is opening more day shelters and cooling stations. The 8 additional shelters and cooling stations throughout the valley include the Courtyard Homeless Resource Center on Las Vegas Boulevard, the Downtown Recreation Center on West Basic, and the Salvation Army on West Owens. The National Weather Service forecasts dangerously hot conditions with temperatures over 110 expected through Wednesday. The Vegas Golden Knights are up 2-0 in their best-of-7 Western Conference quarterfinal series against the Blackhawks. They go up to Game 3 tomorrow.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash on Interstate 15 northbound at Russell. The right shoulder is blocked, and we're getting some heavy volumes back to the 215 off-ramp. After that one, also slow flows Interstate 15 south at Spring Mountain and 215 westbound, that's at Valley Verde.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I'm so excited because Fridays now means, on this program, we get to visit with Heidi Harris. You hear her every morning, 6 to 9 a.m. mornings, right here on AM 670 KMCQ. And Heidi, how you been? You been staying cool?
Please, I had to run errands today. It was horrifying. You know, it's 110. You know, I don't care how good your air conditioner is. It's just awful. I mean, I can take it. I grew up here. I can get into a 140-degree car after I leave a store. I can do it, Kevin. I'm tough. I just hate it.
Oh, I know. Jay, just remember, though, we're only a couple of weeks away from September, and maybe beyond that, maybe we'll get some relief. I was looking at the 10-day forecast. It's not happening anytime soon.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, every summer we whine, but, you know, what we need the summer to get rid of the people who aren't serious about being in Vegas, because if it was...
Whoops. I didn't touch it. We'll try and get her back on. That must have been one of the area weathermen or weatherwomen, meteorologists. You know, when she starts bagging on the weather, they say, "Hey, this cut her phone, cut her phone." No, seriously. But it really has. The smart people, the ones I see out like at 7 o'clock in the morning running and walking my neighborhood. Yeah. That's not me, by the way, in case you're wondering. Or the people that get out after the show, which is also not me. Sorry about that, but that's not me either. I wish it were. I wish it were. We'll try and reconnect with Heidi coming up in a minute. Because there's so much stuff to talk about. Some of it's local. Some of it is very, very national, like this proposed mask mandate. I mean, it's just bizarre. She is back with us. I'm convinced it's one of our TV meteorologists that probably when they started bagging on the weather, they said, cut her cell phone off.
Enough with her.
I'm in a good spot. You know what? Technology, isn't it fun? So how are you, my friend? Everything good?
Everything is good. Looking forward to the weekend. I'm excited about the prospect of being able to go to a movie.
Well, that's one of us.
Oh, come on. That bigger than life, big screen experience with buttered popcorn and a diet soda. Come on.
Now, that's where you and I disagree. Buttered popcorn. I like popcorn. My dad was Mr. Two Tub. When we'd go to the movies, he always got a huge tub of popcorn. But no butter. I don't like the butter. But the thing is, Kevin, I don't really know. Maybe you know more details than I do about this. I'm not really sure how it's going to go. I mean, I already quit going to the movies pretty much because I don't like the atmosphere. People are rude. They watch their on their phones with the screens and this and that, right? So I quit going. But now how do they do it? I mean, do you have to reserve a seat ahead of time and hope somebody's socially distancing? And who's going to double-check that in the dark? And I don't really know what the experience is going to be like. So please let me know, my friend.
Yeah, most of them are in casinos. I used to go before the pandemic. I used to go to the Orleans, and you'd go to the movie theater there, and it was fine. It was great. Again, I don't know what to expect, other than some of these theaters are advertising 15-cent tickets.
Now, what kind of crowd do you think that's going to attract?
I know. It's going to be munchkins and munchkins and munchkins and... it's a little scary. Let me talk to you about the news of the week, and obviously Kamala Harris added to the Biden campaign. To me, it's a nothing burger. We talked about it for about a day on the show here, and we really haven't talked about it beyond that. What do you make of that?
I got to tell you, Kevin, I had never seen her speak at length. I'd only seen her speak in the debates, right? And I saw her speak in the Kavanaugh hearing where she gave him no presumption of innocence at all. I mean, I forget about her politics. We could talk about her left-wing politics, guns, and, you know, lack of, you know, attitude toward pro-life and all that all day long. But no man should vote for her because she did not give Brett Kavanaugh the presumption of innocence. When he was accused of something, this woman had no information. It turned out, you talk about a nothing burger, it turned out to be nothing. She came out and said, I believe her. Without having any information. This woman's an attorney. That was unconscionable what she did. Forget about how she treated him, which was awful. All of them treated him bad. Maisie Hirono, all these people told all men to just shut up. I get all that. But for an attorney to say, I believe somebody, just because what does she have to gain by coming forward? Excuse me? She has the destruction of Brett Kavanaugh's career to gain. I mean, it was stunning what she said. And so... any man who would vote for her, I don't even understand, because this woman is one heartbeat away, one poison dish away from being the president, and this is much scarier as a vice presidential pick now than in the past when most vice presidents don't have a lot of power, as we know.
One of the things that we talked about earlier in the show, and I want to drag you into it, we had Wayne Thorley on, the Secretary of State for Elections. And I asked him the question, do you agree with Attorney General Barr? Attorney General Barr last night on Hannity said that mail-in voting is reckless. And he disagreed with the Attorney General. I thought the Secretary of State's office was a Republican office, was it not?
Well, it is a Republican office. And Barbara Sugarsky, the Secretary of State, does not want this. And I don't know how many ways, how adamantly I can say this. I know there have been people who are trashing her. And it really disturbs me that people on the right are trashing her because she's one of the most conservative members of our, you know, elected body, period, in the state. I've known her for longer than I've been in talk radio, so probably close to 25 years. And she's a great woman. She does not want this. The Democrats did not ask her anything about this. Now, obviously, the biggest issue is not even the mail-in voting, which we already have that ability. You can get an absentee ballot, as you know. Mail-in voting is separate. The biggest issue is the ballot harvesting. Notice how that has dropped off the map. Nobody's even using that phrase anymore. That's the biggest issue. Somebody comes through, picks up all the, you know, the ballots for the trailer park, the senior community, the this, the that, the union, whatever it might be. What could go wrong? There was a reason that was a felony, and now it's not, and that's the biggest issue. But it's going to cost the Secretary of State's office millions of dollars to do mail-in voting. And you know that it's obviously a huge issue. There are people who are going to be able to game the system. Now, they're supposed to check signatures. They're supposed to, if you bring in a ballot for somebody else, if it's not family, you're supposed to, do a statement and all this other stuff. I don't know how long that's going to hold up the election process. She did not want this. I don't know how many ways to put it. I know you know this. She did not want this. This is not her fault. And the fact that the Trump administration was suing her is because she's the Secretary of State, not because she wanted this, because he's suing her office. And that's the reason that they're fighting back, that the Attorney General of the state, they're fighting back to not have her included in this lawsuit. But the whole thing is a mess, but this is not her doing at all.
More coming up. Heidi Harris joining us. We are now 81 days from the election. And believe it or not, early voting begins October 17th. What to expect from the Demo-Rat convention beginning Monday. A whole bunch of stuff to talk about. And what are the next 81 days going to be like? We have not seen the big onslaught of advertising on TV. It just hasn't been there. We'll find out if it's coming. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Complex problems and complex solutions.
There's no simple kind of knee-jerk, one-liner response to this kind of challenge.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Uh-oh.
Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper. But you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You got to love it. The Demo Rats on Monday, I guess, begin their big convention with their new ticket, the Biden-Harris ticket. Heidi Harris, of course, joining us. You hear her every day, weekday mornings, 6 to 9 a.m., right here on AM 670 KMCQ. And what do you expect? I mean, I've never had in my lifetime, in your lifetime, have we had a deal like this that's going to be without lots of people and stuff falling from the rafters and a balloon drop and all of that stuff. What do you expect?
It's going to be interesting because one of the people who's going to speak is John Kasich. I'm sure you read that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the really funny thing is AOC is only getting 60 seconds.
On tape! On tape! Done with a GoPro in her... Yeah, done with a GoPro probably in her congressional office. This should be scintillating stuff.
Well, it's so funny. I'll tell you, speaking of scintillating, I know you watched the press conference. Well, it was on when you were on, so I'm not sure if you you probably saw it later. The so-called press conference the other day, the debut of the Biden-Harris ticket.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I don't know about you, but I've never seen her speak for any length of time, and she was, I thought, you know, maybe, you know, Biden's going to push her out there now, right? Because she's more energetic and she can be more dynamic and this and that. Oh, my gosh, Kevin, I was stunned at how bad she was. No energy, no charisma. I was stunned. Were you?
Well, and you put that next to Joe, and it, like, puts you to sleep. I mean, you know, we always talk about how can they energize the party and energize Democrats around the country and all of that. The fact is, there's nothing to energize these people.
Oh, no. I'm wondering how she kept a jury awake all those years. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm watching this. Oh, my gosh. She is not baking the cake here, not selling anything. She's not selling anything at all. It was pretty stunning. Now, I don't know if she was throttling it back so as not to overshadow Joe. I don't think so. I think that's just how she is. Complete charisma bypass, this woman.
This is going to be fascinating. I want to ask you about the mask mandate that they've come up with. It's the only policy deal that they've come up with is a national mask mandate. First of all, if you're sitting out in Montana on your bicycle and there's nothing but cows and livestock for 20 miles, do you have to have it on?
It's pretty stunning, isn't it? I see people driving around in their cars with their masks on, a bunch of dorks. I don't get it. I mean, you know, really, what are you going to catch in your car? I just went to a store this afternoon, ran some errands, and I went into a store, and I put a mask on out of respect for the business owner, not out of respect for the governor. By the way, a listener, I love this, just sent me a mask, and it says, "This mask is as useless as our governor." I'm going to wear that all the time when I have to wear a mask. But I don't do it out of respect for him. I don't do it because I think it's effective. I do it out of respect for the business owners who are trying frantically to stay afloat. I just went to a clothing store this afternoon, and interestingly, you can pick clothes off the shelf, walk around, touch everything, but you can't try them on in the dressing room. I'm not even kidding, Kevin. I have no idea why you're suddenly going to catch Ebola if you try something on, but not if you wander around the store for half an hour.
Well, no, but it's not unlike the going to Walmart and they won't take returns.
Oh, they won't?
Well, at least they weren't as of, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think I did hear that somewhere. Yeah, they won't let you try anything on either. So the whole thing is just crazy. But as far as the mask mandate, you know, that was Biden's, you know, big thing. He'd like to put a mask on everybody. Well, you know what? We know that a lot of these masks are not effective. We understand that. And it's just ridiculous. And a lot of people think of a mask as, you know, a sign of submission, whatever. I'm not getting into that. Some people should not be out in public at all if they, you know, are in that much danger. And, you know, it's scary. I'm glad Joe Biden's not in charge right now, because that's exactly what he'd do. Who knows? For the foreseeable future, we don't know.
No. And as a matter of fact, you look at the people that are most at risk, you know, the elderly, I hate to say you're confined to quarters, but maybe we just say, you know, and can I tell you, a lot of the seniors that I know, they're fine with that. They accept that responsibility, and they say, no, me and the missus, we're just going to stay here. We got cable TV. We got plenty of food, and the kids, you know, the kids bring the grandkids over, and it's fine. I get that. But for the rest of us, the question is, what should happen to the rest of us? And should we have the freedom to be able for instance, that's what I think about the school situation, that parents should have the choice, the freedom to be able to choose, do I want to put my kid into a brick and mortar school, or do I want to, you know, send them up to their room, to their computer, to their Chromebook, and see if they can learn that way? I mean,
difficult, because to your point, the people who are at risk are the older people. Like my mother, she gets this, she dies. That's it. She stays in the house. Her husband goes to the store once in a while. They're very careful. She goes virtually nowhere. If she has friends over, they stay 6 feet apart, and she's very, very careful. That's what should happen. And there are a lot of people in that risk group, and not that everybody at a certain age is staying home. A lot of people are still working, whatever jobs and things like that are still contributing to the community. But a whole lot of people in that age group can stay home. They are retired. And if it's that much of a danger, you need to stay home. There was a guy who wrote an op-ed, Sun, I don't know if you saw it, and I know I read the Sun, so my listeners don't have to. But this guy wrote an op-ed in the Sun, and he's 71 years old. He said he wore masks, he used hand sanitizer like a maniac, socially distanced, and then he still got COVID. Okay, whose fault is that, pal? Then at the very end of his letter, when he rambled on about all kinds of things, then he said, don't be selfish. What? I'm sorry, what do you want? You did everything you see required, and you still got it. That's whose fault? I don't even know.
Heidi, you know what? I think, and I could be wrong about this, but I think at the end of the day, in 2-3 years when we have all the studies in, it's going to turn out that these doctors and these scientists, and yes, these governors and Congress people, they didn't know anything about this. They had no clue. And
right, I agree. And even one of Sisolak's, I don't remember which one it was, at one of his press conferences, even she said, in a couple of years we may realize we did this all wrong. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what she said. And I'm sitting there going, oh yeah, after someone's business has destroyed their livelihood forever.
No, it's true. We're going to find out these people knew nothing, and they were afraid to admit it. They were afraid to, you know, Fauci and Birx and all these people, they were just guessing.
Right.
I mean, all this stuff was just a guesstimate, and that, you know, and already we have, although we were talking about the numbers earlier, 165,000 people have died. But when you consider this, 70,000, same period of time, 70,000 people have died of influenza. Now, it's not equal to 165,000, but it's still a large amount of people. And they died from the friggin' flu.
I know. It's unbelievable. And that's just the flu. That's not considering other things that people die of. How many people are dying because they're not getting treatment? I actually know somebody who put off getting a big tumor taken out of her husband for a month. And she said to me, well, I'm not going near a hospital. I thought to myself, are you out of your mind? People are afraid to go to the dentist. They're not going in for mammograms. They're putting off all kinds of normal procedures because they're scared. And how many lives does that take? We don't really know, do we, yet?
Yeah. We'll find out more. You got a big weekend planned?
You know what? I did. My husband and I are going to go do some stuff, a little bit of stuff this weekend. And, but it's 110. It's hard to get real excited about doing too much.